welcome back to This Is Gonna Be Good.
Hey, This Is Gonna Be Good. Welcome back. I said it backwards.
It's been a little bit of a minute. We had a little tiny break.
We're getting ready to have a big break, and we can talk about it more next week, because next week will be our last show before that break. So we're going to have like a 3 week of no show. Anyway.
We're going to have a summer vacation.
We'll talk about it later. Yeah, because we're going out of town, and we don't have like a staff. It's just us and my husband.
We're not out of town.
We got to go. Anyway, that's that story.
We're here now. We should take some time to thank people who supported the show and bought us coffees. Thanks to Sarah and Nancy for buying us coffees. Very generous. We appreciate it. Very surprising and just loved it. Thank you
Fabulous.
So much.
Thank you so much. That was delightful. Anybody who would like to join them and give, jump right on in. The water's fine. The coffee's
fine. You'd like to be like Sarah and Nancy, please make sure to donate to the show and us. And that is at www.buymeacoffee.com/gonna be good. Yeah. And we can benefit from all that and continue to make this show that we just love doing. And I'm very happy about it.
Me too.
I feel like I just woke up for some reason, and I have not just...
Well, but it's Sunday.
I feel very, rusty.
You had a big week. You had a big week. You had a lot going on. This is...
I did. I went out in the world for the first time socially this week.
Yeah. Oh, wow. How'd that go?
Weird. It was weird.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, the Monday... I went to a friend's birthday party in the financial district at 2 o'clock in the morning. We were out really late. It was like a group of 12 of us. I drank for the first time, in a real long time and got really drunk, and I did not miss that. But I had a really good time.
Okay.
We went to three different bars. It was so weird to be in a bar again, but fun.
It sounds so extravagant to go to three bars.
I went to watch
bars.
What happens live.
It you went on
three
it?
Three bars. One was a rooftop too.
Oh.
Yeah, we went on the rooftop. We were the only people there because, the financial district closes down pretty early, especially during the week.
Yeah.
So we were some of the last people on this rooftop bar. Lots of good times there. We were very hungover the next day. I could tell I hadn't drank in 2 years because I was out from
Well,
most
it hasn't
of the day.
Been 2 years and you know that. So
a but year it's... and 6 months.
No, so. You said you drank some in the beginning of the pandemic. That was last March.
But I drank. I haven't drank in 2 years.
I see what you mean.
You've never seen me drunk, Carol.
No.
I was drunk. I was speaking in cursive drunk.
Got it. I see what you're saying.
That was a situation for me. And me and my husband both paid for that dearly the next day.
I see. Yeah, see.
We ordered food. We stayed on the couch.
I don't like to actually get drunk. I really don't like it. So I try very hard to avoid that by spacing out my drinks and making sure I'm eating and trying to drink water in the middle and whatever. I try not to get actually drunk
because
I don't actually like that feeling. So some people
hate it, but I guess I'm not mature enough to...
No.
Take a break. We went somewhere they had these margarita towers.
Oh, Lord.
So we literally had margarita towers that came to the table that were the size of elementary school children. They were tall. They were 4 feet tall. And we had four of them for a group of 12 people. So we each had four margaritas each. And then we started to get wild. And it was, everybody was really happy.
I think you should give yourself a break because it's important to do something like that when you've really been inside and, not socializing for months and months and months because of a damn pandemic. So don't be so hard on yourself.
True. It's Pride Month.
And it's Pride Month. Yeah. That's why I was wondering if you were a little tired today because, there didn't used to be Pride Month. There used to be Pride.
Yes, because I was out.
Week or Pride Day or whatever. Too. And, that's what I figured. I figured you were out. You had a fairly long day yesterday, perhaps. How was
For me, Pride, today is the day of the parade, which I don't go to anymore.
Okay.
So Pride ends for me Saturday. Of Pride. The last Saturday of Pride Month is the end of Pride for me. Sunday is spent completely recuperating. Today, to me, Pride is already over.
Okay.
I'm not doing the parade. I'm not, maybe a brunch, but it's it for me. So I've had a pretty eventful week.
Have you ever been in the parade?
I had my performance.
Oh, sorry.
Yes, I have.
Nice.
I used to, there used to be a black gay bar in New York, and it was the only exclusively black gay bar in New York, and it was kind of a big deal when I moved here, and I knew the owner, I knew the bartenders, you know, I was young, didn't like to wear clothes back then. And so you find yourself on and, you know, like to advertise your bar. And so like, you know, like, you like go out and like, you know, a jock strap and go on this float and you like, you know, you go do that and wear a boa and some, a jock strap and some boots. And
I want photos.
Yeah, my old whole days.
Are there any photos of this?
Oh, they're out there probably all over the internet.
I really want to see them.
I don't know if I want you to see. I don't know if you're ready to. I'm ready for you to see me in that way. Like you see me as like, you know, this mature, you know, 30-year-old, you know, man.
Okay.
I don't think you're ready to slay my wild like 22 days.
I think you are underestimating. You're underestimating what I am and I'm not ready for is what I think.
Okay.
Yeah, that's true. I would love to see that. Are you kidding?
I was. But freaking, anyway, I had a wild week.
Great. Okay. And you did your show. You were about to talk about that before I forced you to talk about a parade.
I did my show, and that was great. I did an LGBTQ show for the Queerly Festival, and that was great. I have no complaints.
Super.
Got drunk again. And it's just that's probably why I feel like I just woke up, because I've been hungover off and on for like 3 days.
It's your first week out.
Like,
that's
my voice
okay.
even sounds like it, I think.
I think it's a register
so
lower.
Me. How was your pride?
It's a register
pride?
Lower. My pride was typical straight pride, not much. Like, no, I don't really do, I don't have any pride celebration thing.
Do you at least have
that
a t-shirt that you wear?
No, I don't go to the parades because I don't go to any parades.
I'm going to get you a pride t-shirt.
Okay, fine. T-shirts are hard with women with large breasts. I don't look great in a lot of t-shirts. It has to be a V-neck, that's better, and it has to be big enough so that it's not like clinging, but it has to be not so big that it looks like a giant tent. So it's very challenging. If you want to take on that challenge, go for it.
I'm pretty sure I can, because pride clothing is one of the things that comes in every, you can get any kind of pride design or clothing. But you're right. I'm glad that you're here to represent for the, you know, the how inconvenient it is to be a well-endowed woman.
It's really, it's unbelievably inconvenient.
Yeah.
Because I used to do a lot of catering, and every now and then there'd be a party where it's like, the client sent you all t-shirts to wear. Like, well, okay, that's fucking great, because I know what that's going to look like on me. I'm either going to have to wear one that's so big it looks hideous, or one that's like so tight everybody's going to be like staring at me. I look like a freak, so not good. I need to pick out my own t-shirts.
That's kind of a hard place.
It is a hard place. But
it's kind of a hard place to be.
It's not great. Yeah, I don't know why I never really did any super pride celebration stuff, even though I'm always very happy to have it. I mean, but I don't, I'm not a drinker, run around drinker person. So I don't know.
And I hate parades.
Yeah, I hate parades too.
So even though I've been in the parade, I hate parades. I remember I dated somebody who loved parades, and I was like, something's wrong with you. Like,
I mean, I can see it'd be fun to be in a parade. And I've also experienced, once again, catering. I've experienced getting to work in someone's home, rich people's home, that had a view of that parade, the gay pride parade, and also the Halloween parade.
That's the way to see the parade.
That was cool. Sure, I can dig that. And even I've never seen the Thanksgiving parade either, but if I could see it from somebody's window, swell.
Yeah.
But I don't want to go stand on the sidewalk.
I was lucky enough 1 year to live somewhere that had a pretty good view of the parade in the West Village, and that was a lot of fun. The only way I really love the parade, if I can like be drinking on a balcony looking down. But that's about it.
I'll tell you, here's a parade that, I want to say one more thing about pride and parades.
Oh, go ahead.
Wait. Quickly. Peter and I one time took a trip. We were in Toronto for a film festival that I was actually had a small part in, this movie that a friend made. And we went to Toronto just for the hell of it, to go to the festival and hang out. And we got bikes and rode all over Toronto. It was really fun. Turned out it was Pride Week or end or whatever in Toronto, which I didn't know. And
I've been to Toronto Pride. Toronto Pride is wild.
It was fantastic. It was all of a sudden this Pride parade just sort of started coming down the street. We weren't expecting it, so we enjoyed it. And it was cool because they had like corporate sponsors. That's a great question. It was probably like, I don't know, 2004 or something like that. It was before there was any kind of corporate embrace. That would be hilarious. That would be hilarious. You might have been. I'd love it if that was the same one. That's amazing.
I was still like a teenager, but I was there.
Wow.
I was there.
Well, I was impressed because there were...
And I remember it was like, I went with some friends of mine. We drove. No, go ahead.
No, well, I was impressed.
We drove like 4 hours because I'm from Michigan. We drove 4 hours there.
Well, tell me this then, because here's what surprised me about it, is that it had like corporate sponsors. which I know now everybody's down on that. But at the time, I was like, man, this is great. Because, you know, I don't remember what year it was. It was a long time ago, I guess. Long enough ago that there was still a lot of anti-gay, you know, much more so than there is today. And people were not into Pride, and it was not celebrated, and it was not, you know. So I thought, this is great. My God, like, was that a furniture store supporting the Toronto Pride? You know, I thought that was such a great sign that was so accepting.
I mean, gays buy furniture, they should.
Yeah. So what do you think, I guess, about the corporate invasion of, is it an invasion or is it a support? Just, is it a good sign or a bad sign is the question, right?
It's, as always, it's just a way to monetize it. It's like, you know, we'll have Juneteenth at Kohl's. Exactly. Like, you know, it's just a way to capitalize on it. Like, you know, we won't be able to vote, but at least I'll get like, you know, 10% off some sheets at JCPenney. That's just what they do.
But is
so
it
it's like
better
once
than,
Pride is over, they don't care about gay people.
Unless
like I would rather you just like, we don't like gay people, that's it, than you make money off of it and then go back to not liking gay people.
But do they not like them?
I mean, visibility of it. That's true. That's true.
Because I'm not sure.
They've
that they
taken
don't like
a firmer
them.
Stance over the years.
Yeah. And now, and
they've taken a firmer stance over the years.
And they've got people that work in their offices that are gay that came out now. And, you know, so maybe it is a good sign. Capitalism always has a downside.
Maybe.
There's no doubt. It always has a downside. But, you know, I don't know. I remember just being very kind of delighted by it in Toronto because I had never seen anything like that. I'd never seen a bank put a float in the Pride Parade. That was not happening in New York at the time. You know, and I was just like, wow, Toronto's advanced.
I went and I was like 17, maybe.
Wow.
And I was like, that was the biggest Pride I'd ever been to. It was like my first Pride. I actually snuck to go to it because I wasn't. And I was like dating somebody at the time in high school who was also not out. But, you know, we have friends who like were out. And we like went with them because they were like a little older than us, like a year older. They were like 18. And so we like lied to our parents. We went there and we had a
blast.
So
your parents didn't know where you were.
We really did. It was...
Wow.
No. They thought I was like still in Michigan. And I was literally out of Michigan for like 2 days.
Wow.
And it was crazy because we were so young. So like people were like all over us, but like I was there with my boyfriend. So then that was like kind of weird. It was like the first time we were like boyfriends without like having to be like on the low. So then that was like, you know, great and all that stuff. Like
I bet. All right, later, I will figure out what year I went to that and we'll figure out if it was the same one, because that's a beautiful thing if it was the same one.
That would be insane that we were at the same one.
It would.
We had no idea.
That'd be super crazy. So, all right, next up, Chauvin sentencing. Get that out of the way. I don't know. It happened.
Get it out of the way.
It happened, so it seems like we should talk about it. I happened to watch it live. I happened to be watching it live. I'd see my reaction was the opposite. I was so relieved because I was terrified that he was going to give him like nothing or 2 years. I mean, I didn't really think they were going to give him nothing, but I'm so used to that happening that, but then I was also disappointed because I wanted it to be 30 or more, but I was relieved that it wasn't like 10, 5, whatever. So
it should have been life. I knew it wasn't going to be life.
It wasn't going to be like, life. Yeah. That wasn't on the table.
Though I it's way better than, you know, it could have been, you know, 10, I guess, but
it could have been nothing.
It was like kind of like this is like it's good that he got convicted, but it's not enough. And it was just like that's kind of a weird place to be in. Like, you know, I'm happy that George Floyd got some justice. Breonna Taylor never did,
and, not yet.
And looks like she probably never will.
I think she will. I hope.
It's like it was good to see that. I hope so too. It was good to see that, but then at the same time, like I said, it was just like, oh, it's not enough. But you know, here it is. So
did you read
and
the
he was
judges?
Just as crazy and wild-eyed.
Yeah, I know the look on his face. Do you read the judges? I think it's like 20 something page memorandum.
No,
it's
no,
good.
I told you, I've been very hands off.
You've
about
been a little busy.
Case.
I know like, you've been a little busy. You might
not just that. Like it's a case that really triggers me.
You don't.
So
I
I've
see.
Been very like I know the facts, like the important facts, but I don't like I couldn't watch the testimonies. I couldn't do. It's
I
a
see.
Bit too much for me emotionally.
I see. Okay.
So, yeah. So if you can enlighten the listeners and tell me a little Cliff Notes version.
Well, yeah, I'd say let's do that on another show. I'll try to nutshell it. What was good about his memorandum is first he made a statement that was very clear and simple and concise. And part of the statement was, I'm not going to make a long statement about this. And he said something about, you know, wanting to be very clear on what his job was and what the job of, you know, the sentencing was, and that it had to be very specific and it's based on past cases and precedent and all this stuff. And then he said, I wrote a very long statement specifically going over everything I did and why and that. And I want everyone who's interested to read that. And then he also said, you know, he actually made it twice as long as what the state recommended. What Ellison asked for was 30 years. What the just state guidelines are were would have been about 12 years because he had no criminal history in his past. So the judge almost doubled, and he even had specific reasons about why he didn't quite double it and why he made it 22 and a half years. And he cited his particular cruelty and the particular pain that the Floyd family went through, and the fact that he was in a position of authority that he had just so woefully, you know, I can't even think of the word, just fucked.
Misused.
Like, he just, but it's beyond misused. I mean, and the judge used stronger language. I just suddenly can't remember what he used, but what he said. But anyway, so that was good. And Ellison, Keith Ellison came, the AG came on and said, you know, what I think is the best statement about this is that this is not justice, but it is accountability, and it's a first step towards justice because there's a lot more that's going to happen. And he faces federal charges, too, federal civil rights charges, which could add years to his sentence.
Yeah.
So I don't think he's going to get out. I don't think he's going to have an easy time, and I don't think he's going to get out early, frankly. I think he's going to end up getting more years.
I don't think so either. I think that's a very for something like that to happen, that would be very incendiary in a lot of ways.
Mm-hmm.
I think they need to his sentence to stand. It wasn't enough. Do not change it. Don't, you know, just let him rot. Let him. I can't even say what I want to happen to him because I don't think I should say it. But
yeah, well, I don't think you're wrong. I mean,
I wish him nothing but the worst.
He's not.
I wish him nothing but the absolute worst. I wish him nothing but pain and all of that.
He's not getting a lot of sympathy, and I don't think he deserves any.
And maybe that makes me uninvolved, but that's how I feel.
I don't think so. No. I don't know why you would feel otherwise. And the other thing that's disappointing to me about just the whole thing is I want to make sure that everybody's super clear on the fact that the George Floyd case was one incident, one person. If this has happened to way more than one person.
Just one.
And way more than, you know, this has happened way more times.
Incalculable.
It is incalculable. But there are at least some other cases that we know about and that there are video footage of and blah, blah, blah. And, you know, more of these people, more of them need to get convictions like this. Convictions and sentences.
Sandra Bland.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, there's just tons and tons and tons. And one other good news thing is that Merrick Garland, who a lot of us have been disappointed about various things he's not done, but he just opened an investigation into the Minneapolis Police Department by the Department of Justice. That's good, too.
He has to. There's too much shit going on there.
He doesn't
have to. There's something going on that needs to be
addressed. Yeah, he doesn't have to. He's going to. That's the thing.
Well, he should.
He's going to.
After what was done and after who put him in office because they put Biden in office, yes, he does. He has to.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad he's doing it. Let's put it that way.
They need to do something right in this lane.
Yeah.
There was all this, you know, I'm going to be focused on racial justice.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, there's things that are coming away to that.
Mm-hmm.
But things need to get done.
Yeah.
Flat out, or nobody's going to believe in this anymore.
Yeah, no, it's true. It's true. And I mean, we all have to just push too, to keep pushing and all that. But yeah, it was it's not exactly Jubilee week or anything, but yeah, I was relieved that it was a double digit sentence. Let's put it that way. I already asked you how Pride's going. For some reason, you want to talk about this movie again.
Yeah, Pride.
Loki, Pride. We already talked about Pride for the most part.
Loki is a TV show.
Oh, right. You know that.
It ties into it. Loki is the Marvel show.
He's bisexual.
About the character from the Marvel movies. But in the latest episode, he basically admitted that he was bisexual, which is a big deal and surprising. And, of course, I've seen it having it happen during Pride Month, I'm sure was not accidental.
Yeah, probably not.
And like, that's a really good dynamic to add to the character. And I thought it was shocking and it was also surprising. I enjoyed it. I was like, and it was a very casual thing. It was like, you know, this is just who I am, whatever. And that's just it. And that was very, I personally loved to
and
see
it's
that.
A Disney show or something? Or is that?
And then there was
like,
the
why
Luca.
Was it shocking?
It's a Disney channel.
Uh-huh.
Not Disney channel. Because you don't have a lot of openly gay or bisexual characters in comic books, because kind of like I told you, comic books were very open about those things and talked about those things before movies and TV. But in the grand scheme of all those Avengers that you've seen, he's the only one to come out as bisexual.
Oh,
Like all of those superheroes, including the Captain Marvel movie, which clearly Captain Marvel is a lesbian, but they did not want to. They basically had her like travel across the galaxy to save her roommate. Like they play it safe. But so this was like a good step of actually like having some queer visibility in these movies.
Cool.
Because there is queer visibility in the comic books and you're making movies about these comic book characters. So we need to stop being so timid about it and let these people, you know, come out. Cause the characters are like, for that many people, that many characters to be in those movies, you know that some of them are queer. And we need to be talking about that. And if Disney has been good at pushing for diversity racially with their characters, you have to do it as far as sexuality as well.
Yeah.
And, you know,
it needs
this was,
to just,
I think, a good step in that direction.
It's got to stop being a big deal. And the only way it stops being a big deal is if it's more and more out front and included in the stories and all that. So that's
good. It doesn't even have to center around the story. It's just like, you know, this was him basically saying, like, this is who I am. And that's it. It's not a big deal.
He's
very comfortable with it and clear. And it's like, and that's all you need to know. It doesn't define him, but this is who he is. And that was good to see as somebody who's bisexual, pan, whatever. So then there's the Luca movie that came out, which me and a lot of people online have made fun of. Call Me By Your Name for kids. It's about two sea creatures, two boy sea creatures who decide to live on land because when they go on land, they look human. And they develop this bond. You know, they basically are away from their parents. One doesn't have parents. One has an overprotective family. And they, like, they're off the coast of Italy. And they basically, like, you know, they don't create a life together, but they have a very strong bond and a common goal for what they want. They want to, like, get away from where they come from and see the world. Very heavy gay themes.
Is this a live-action movie or an animated
movie? For kids, it's great. This is an animated movie for children on Disney Plus.
Okay.
And it was really cool to see. Like, people called it Calamari by Your Name. I called it Call Me By Your Name for kids because it was like basically very similar.
Okay.
In a lot of ways to it. It was just a very queer movie without being queer. And I enjoyed it. I thought it was really well done. Me and my husband watched it just because we were like, oh, you want to see the gay fish boy? So. Which is not technically what it is, but it is what it is though. Disney was very sly with that. They gave us a queer boy movie without giving us a queer boy movie. And that was, I had to see it for myself.
That is really interesting.
So
I wonder what young queer boys thought about it.
And it was released during Pride Month.
Yeah, there you go. That's true.
If I was a young queer boy, I would like it because there's a very much, you know, when you're a young gay boy or queer boy, there's not a lot of, you go to school and like, I had a girlfriend, but I also have feelings for some of the boys in my class too. And there's no place for that. There was never a place for that in media.
No.
So like, you know, what happens when you have a crush on a boy in your school and you're like both on the football team or you're like whatever, like how do you handle those feelings? And so like there's no, even though it didn't address it directly, to address how you can have strong emotional ties to a boy your own age in a way that's
Did it seem romantic?
Did at times, and then it didn't. You know, like, there were so many things. There was a point in the movie where, because they're hiding out as being, you know, sea creatures. So as long as they don't get wet, nobody can see that they're sea creatures. So one of the boys gets wet, and he's discovered to be a sea creature, and the other boy is still looking human, and he's like, he panics, and he's like, get the sea creature. Like, you know, it's a very much like, you know, like, I'm not gay.
Oh.
You know, he's gay. And like,
yikes.
And I've actually been in that situation before. So that spoke to me.
Oh.
Because I know what it's like to like hide your sexuality when somebody you're close with, when they're outed, kind of.
Right.
So like, there was a lot of things like that happening in the movie where saying it without saying it.
Okay.
So.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. And a movie that would not have come across my radar, I would imagine. Okay.
No. I don't think you watch a lot of animated movies.
I don't, and I don't have.
I was raised
Disney
in the Disney
Plus.
Generation, so you kind of. Okay, well, that was another thing. But I was like raised in the time of animated movies, and you kind of, even as an adult, you kind of don't stop watching them, which is kind of weird.
Well, we had animated movies. I was raised in that time too, but different, I guess.
Not in the way that we were. Like, you were raised in movies where animated movies were like. Really for children and like really didn't touch on so many themes. Whereas like we were raised where like our Disney movies touched on class and kind of like race and kind of like women being empowered. Like it was different.
Very different. Yeah, that's true. That's
because
true.
We were different as children.
We had the Flintstones.
So like
but
now
that was
it's to
show.
The point now where you can watch like, yes. But now you have like grown people going to see Frozen. So it's like, it's
true.
A different thing.
Yeah, that's true. That's
you know,
true. I'm not opposed to animation. I just, you know, mm-hmm. I don't know. There's only so many hours in a day.
I don't know. You're kind of a snob. I don't see you liking any animation that's not like an Oscar short or something.
How dare you? That's not really true. Trying to think.
How dare I know you?
I said, how dare you? How dare you know me? Yeah. I am a snob, I've owned that 100%. I prefer elitist, actually. But no, there's some animated films I like. I don't know. What are they, Carol? I don't know. Can't think of any.
You don't have, you know, you don't have to think. I don't,
the Giant
I'm not
or something?
Put you on the spot.
There was a Japanese one I liked. I don't know. I don't hate them.
See,
it's just
that's
not,
already kind of bougie.
It is very bougie, yeah. No, I'm very.
It was Japanese.
I'm very bougie. I'm elitist. What are you going to do?
Very elitist. Hey, and I am a, you know, we know what I am. I am a TV consuming millennial. It's just my thing. I can't, you know.
Yeah. I'm TV consuming too.
No shame in my game.
Just not as much as you. Yeah.
I watch some award winning stuff.
Yeah.
You know, I do watch some stuff like that.
I believe you.
Just, you know, my tastes run from champagne to beer.
Right. My tastes run from cheese.
You're an elitist, so you only like the elite.
That's not true. My tastes run from Philly cheesesteak, good Philly cheesesteak, has to be good, to Chateaubriand. I don't know. Sushi.
Chateaubriand?
Have I ever had that? I don't think I have. All right. I don't know. Do we even want to talk about the New York primary? I don't have that much to say about it. We had the primary last week. Well, here's the thing. I was super excited to vote because I love voting and I'm always excited to vote. So I was very excited to vote. Very excited about ranked choice voting. And now we don't know who won. And so that's kind of, you know, taking the wind out of our sails, whatever. It's just, it's a little anticlimactic because now you're just like, who won? And I guess Eric Adams might be our next mayor, but maybe not. I don't know. Thoughts?
I mean, I did the ranked choice. You like, I saw you like message me like almost like you thought I wasn't going to vote.
I was just checking.
It was like, did you
just
get out and vote today? And I was like,
I was just checking.
And I was actually really hung over that day. So I was really putting it off.
Well, that's what I thought.
Because
be
like, it's so funny when you, I was like literally laying on the couch.
Yeah.
It was raining too. I had every reason not to go.
Right.
And I was sitting there and like, my husband was so hungover. Like he literally didn't like wake up until 6 p.m.
That is such an American thing to say.
He literally woke up at like 4 to go vote.
That is such an American thing to say,
though. He woke up.
It was raining.
We were so hungover. It was raining. God. He drug himself up. He threw up.
Oh, Donnie.
And he was like, I think I bought myself. He was like, wait, I think I bought myself some time. I'm going to go vote. So then he went in all his hungover miserableness and voted and then came back and went to sleep for another couple hours.
Oh, Lordy. Well, those margarita towers, is not going to make you feel good the next day. Okay. That's what that's about. But good for you. Now, I was just checking. I knew you had gone out drinking and partying the day before. So I did just think, I'm just going to shoot a little text to Quinn and make sure he made it to the polls. That's all. So I did.
Yeah, I know what you did.
I thought you'd like it.
It's very, you know, for you, like you have some mother.
I do.
Tendencies.
Most women do.
It's a very like under the radar, like, you know, maybe
it's over the radar.
But I definitely got that from you. I was like, oh,
it's on top of the radar.
This must kind of be what it's like for Carol to be my mom. Okay.
Yeah. Hi, honey. Just checking in. Just saying
and
hi.
Don't get me started on you trying to make me eat vegetables.
I hope you had some vegetables
today.
It is important. So anyway, we had our primary. Hopefully it turns out good. We don't know.
We had our primary.
It's very American to be like, it's raining. I may not go vote because like, people in other countries walk like 4 miles, whatever, through great personal.
I didn't say because it was raining, I might not go vote. It just wasn't ideal voting weather. That's all I'm saying.
Okay.
That's all. It was just what it wasn't a beautiful day to like, you know, go.
It
for
was
a
not.
Walk. Oh, I think I'll go vote.
Yeah.
It was like, oh God, it's wet. Let me get my umbrella. I feel like crap. But oh, and then I had a really annoying experience there. There was like this woman in line. And I walk in and there's like this, as soon as I walk in, there's this woman and I'm like putting my mask on. I'm like, you know, getting it because whatever. Yeah. And she's like, and she looks up and she's like, are you here to vote? And I'm like, no. Like, you know, why else would I be in the school?
Why did she ask you that?
A 30-some-year-old man in the middle. It was so weird how she said it. She said it because I didn't have on my mask. So then she was like, you're going to need to put on your, as she was saying, I was like putting it on. Oh, so you were being passive aggressive.
Oh, okay. God. Yeah, for sure.
So then I had to figure, I was like, okay, I brushed it off. Then I had to go to the woman to tell me which, you know, district I was in because I never remember.
I never remember.
So they checked my address. She was on the phone. And then she let me stand there for like a full minute before she acknowledged me.
Oh, Lord.
That annoyed me because like you're supposed to be here doing this job. Then there was a woman sitting there next to her who didn't have access to, I guess, the tablet to tell me, but she just looked at me like I was some kind of alien. So then that rubbed me wrong. Then I go and there's this guy to like tell people what lines to go into when she tell him. And I tell him and he's like, first he's not, he didn't seem sure if he was going to talk to me because he was on his phone, like texting her. So then he finally tells me where to go. And there's this woman just standing there not doing anything. Like she has a basket. She didn't seem to be standing in any direction or looking at anybody. She was like just there. So he sends me and I walk past the woman and I get there and I'm like, you know, my name, this is my district, whatever. And there's a woman who's like running and she's like, okay, well, let me help you. Very nice lady. And then there's this woman who's sitting there who does, I guess she's being trained, and she's like, but wait, he just walked past that lady over there. And like, I didn't even acknowledge that at first. I'm like, what? She's not doing anything.
Who's that lady?
So the woman, yeah. Plus the other woman started talking to me, so she has my attention. And then she like, and the woman was telling that woman what to do. She was like, no, wait, he can't cut in front of that woman. And I was like, well, the guy that works here sent me here past her, so you'd have to ask him. So then the lady who was helping me, like, I guess shite. I was a bit more, I was too livid, I guess. So they all kind of like perked up a little bit. And I was like, you know, I was going to apologize. I was like, no, they've been like assholes to me since I've been here. I wasn't that mean. I'm not going to apologize. But anyway, that's what happened. And then I marked the wrong mayor.
Oh my God.
And
what
I had
do
to
you
get
mean?
A new ballot.
Oh, good. I marked, you got a new one.
I marked, of course. I wasn't, it was the player, the guy that was on there that was named like Player.
Paperboy Player.
Or whatever.
Prince, Paperboy Prince.
Paperboy Player. Prince. And I was like, I marked him as my first choice. And I was like, oh, I didn't mean to do that. Yeah. Actually, his platform doesn't sound bad
well,
at all because I looked him up.
I'm sure
afterwards.
His platform is perfectly fine. But is he the son of the rent too damn high guy or no? I mean, he just can't, he just doesn't have any experience. I don't know. And the other stupid thing is
so, yeah, that
Curtis
was, that was
Sliwa. The, you know, the Curtis Sliwa is the Republican nominee. Mm-hmm. So we're going to have to listen to that douchebag mm-hmm. all year long. Ugh. Which I'm not excited about. But I don't know. At least he's for cat rescue. He has,
yeah, so that
he
was
has,
my voting experience.
He has
at
two,
least.
He has two platforms. He's for rescuing cats and having no-kill shelters. And he's for hiring more police and increasing stop and frisk or something. So, yeah,
oh,
he is canceled. We're canceling him.
Which did all nothing. Right. We know it did nothing.
Well, it harassed a lot of people.
So now we
know that. To, anyway. Good.
Yeah, including me.
Oh, no. You were stopped and frisked?
Then we move on to critical race theory. I was very upset.
Yes, of course you were.
It's a very dehumanizing feeling.
I can't stand it when they touch me at the airport.
It was still in effect.
Yeah.
It was still in effect when I first moved here, and I was like in the age range. I was like 20-something, 21, 22.
Yeah.
So they, yeah, I definitely went. I went through that quite a
bit. Not okay.
With, you know, the way I dressed.
Not
which
okay.
Which is a big red flag. Like, if you dress like a casual, like, if basically wearing a t-shirt and some jeans made me look like I was a gang member or something.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
And I would, like, literally watch black men who were, like, in suits and stuff, and they would not have a problem.
Mm.
It was like, this is ridiculous. Like, I'm going to school.
It is ridiculous.
Whatever.
Wait, speak race.
So, critical race theory, which I think this is a good segue.
Yeah, it's just stupid. I guess I was even slow on the pickup of this. I didn't realize, I don't know, sometime in the last week or two that Republicans were somehow, like, weaponizing this and that the 12 states now were trying to pass legislation to bar teaching of critical race theory when they wouldn't have even known critical race theory if it bit them on the freaking leg. Last year. It's been around for 40 years. Mm-hmm. It's not new, A.
Yeah, and they think that's the problem with everything. Like, not what they did, not what racism
right.
did, but talking about
talking about it.
And educating people is what's the problem.
That's the big one.
If you bring it to people's attention, then they can stop it. So yeah. Let's stop doing that.
Let's not do that.
So the people would say, oh, it just doesn't exist.
That is just...
And it's very clear why they're doing it. It's
yeah.
complete bullshit. It's just white people trying to control
Ugh.
The narrative and control... They just want to control everything. They want to be able to be terrible and then be able to be like, oh, we deserve a holiday because that's what they do.
It's
like
too
giving
late.
Columbus a holiday after he was a piece of shit. It's
yeah.
what they want to do. We want to be horrible and we want to be able to say we weren't.
Cats out of
End
the bag.
Of story.
Cats out of the bag. You're horrible. Can't.
And they want it to go back in and it's not going to work.
Cats never
it's
go
not
back.
Gonna work.
Cats
and that's
will,
why they keep
yeah.
trying to like, you know,
I mean,
they
a cat
control
will,
information. They want to control the internet. They want to.
A cat will go back in a bag because cats like bags. So it's not a good, that's not a good analogy. But
my cat does. My cat prefers boxes, but yeah.
Oh, okay. That's fine. But whatever. You can't 10 pounds of shit in a 5 pound stack. You just can't. Maybe that's not good either. You can't put the genie back in the bottle, whatever the shitty metaphor is. But yeah.
Well, genie went back in the bottle all the time.
All the time. Well, she had great furniture in there. I dream of genie, and I love that bottle. She did.
That couch was everything.
It was everything, and I loved her outfit. My dad was a big fan of that show.
I loved her. I love her shirt. I love the show.
Why did my dad like that show? I mean, well, because she was gorgeous.
I mean, it was not the last time. Exactly. I told you, like, as a little boy, that was, like, one of the first things I remember. Like, who's this pink pretty lady and all this smoke and
magic?
Bare midriff and what's this? And magic, you know, and then she turns this man's world upside down.
That was a great show.
He ain't bad to look at either. Like, it was a great show, yeah.
I like how we segued from Critical Race Theory to The Dream of Genie, which is better. It's a better conversation. Whatever. I didn't even want to go into huge detail about the Critical Race Theory thing, other than to point out how stupid and tired and annoying it is. And they're not going to win. It's just like,
and racist it is. It should also be taught in the
racist
curriculum.
It's also very racist. Excellent point.
They're adding to what needs to be taught.
Yeah, that's a great point, too. They're making more subject matter. Good Lord. White people. Stop it. White men in particular. All right. So there's that. I don't know anything about The Housewife and The Hustler, other than I know we've sort of talked about it.
Okay, so I'm going to try to make this.
We kind of talked about it a few weeks ago, I think.
I'm
going
to try to keep it quick.
Yeah. Tell me why it's
important. Housewife and The Hustler was a show that documentary that premiered on Hulu about one of the real housewives of Beverly Hills, Erica Jane / Erica Girardi, who is married to Tom Girardi, who is famous because of working with Aaron Brockovich and getting settlement from PG&E. He's also done lots of class action lawsuits. He is like the man for class action lawsuits with negligence against companies. Like, he's went up against PG&E like 3 times and won. And that's impressive in and of itself. So he basically was stealing money from his clients, allegedly. And they were not receiving payments from their lawsuits. He was keeping them. The money seemed to be going into their lifestyle. And they had two private jets. And they had the big, beautiful house. And she had a glam squad that she paid $40,000 a week.
Oh, good like Lord.
A month. $40,000 a month.
I saw her stupid video.
Hair and makeup with the people that she... Ugh. Yeah, like, you know, it's expensive to be me. And how many fucks do I give? And it's just... It was very gross considering how they made their money in the first... So there was a documentary with, like, you know, Sunny, I can't remember her last name. Sunny, the... lawyer from The View.
I don't know.
Christopher Darden.
Oh, I know.
Like,
who
all
he
of
is.
These,
yeah.
Like, people who are in the housewives world and people who are in the legal profession, they were talking about, like, you know, how this is not a good deal. So, anyway, she filed for divorce and he's coming under charges. Now we have to figure out what she knows because she's been subpoenaed, but somehow she didn't appear. And she's playing it off like she doesn't know anything about it. And now she's living in this house, which she was sharing a fence with Armie Hammer, which is interesting. And there's like this whole, like, what does she know? When does she know it? Is she guilty? Is she not guilty? She comes across as like very cold and not caring about the people they defrauded, including the people who died in that plane crash. What's the name of it? That big plane crash that happened in Thailand.
Oh, yeah, I know what you mean, but I don't know the name of it. But yeah.
And none of those people got their money.
Oh, my goodness.
Like these are people like literally were awarded hundreds of thousands of dollars.
The families,
just did not get
right.
them because he's, yes. So that's what's going on now. And
okay.
We're still watching that as it develops. And she's still on the show, which is a problem for me because I think she should go. I know you probably don't have anything really to add to that.
I think she should go too. I think if she's guilty.
Like, you know,
I mean, they sound horrible. Her video was horrible. I watched her expensive, whatever it is, video. And it was like, okay, I think I know all you need to know about this woman.
Me.
Yeah. It was gross.
Yeah, it's
she looks like she's made of plastic.
It's not a good look. It's not a good look considering.
No.
She does. And it's not a good look. And he put all this money into her career, which went nowhere.
Well, she's not talented. Nowhere. That's why. She's not talented.
She's not talented. And she was on Chicago and Broadway, which is kind of proof.
Are you kidding?
Because they put anything in that.
Apparently. Jesus Christ. That's terrible. Okay.
So that's that. But then we can pivot to something I'm sure you do have an opinion on, which is Free Britney.
I think they should free Britney. Oh my God, my doorbell just rang. I'm not going to answer it. I have not watched
the Peter do it.
Well, nobody needs to do it. Who the hell is it? Have not watched the whole documentary. I did watch a little bit, didn't I? I think I did. Anyway, I basically know the gist. It sounds awful.
Her court testimony.
Yeah. I did hear some of that.
Her court testimony, which came out a few days ago, was incredible.
It was
basically as a hostage being used for her image.
And that they're making her do all these shows.
They
force her to
get an IUD. That's gross. Let her.
Yeah, that's totally gross.
Making her do shows. They won't let her have any children. She's wanted it out of her for a while. She has no power to do it. Yeah. It's scary.
It is scary.
And it's incredible that somebody could do that
yeah.
to another human being who apparently has enough mental capacity to make millions of dollars, but not enough to decide what to do with their kids mm-hmm. and their life. And she's been like this for the better part of 20 years.
Yeah. It's a conservatorship, right? That's what
the movie made is going to be epic. A conservatorship. The uh-huh. movie that they're going to make out based on this is going to be epic.
Mm.
Yeah, the news was like her conservator was her father, or that was in charge of yeah. her conservatorship. Then it got passed to her sister, Jamie Lynn Spears.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Which is odd to me that she's in charge of who's making good decisions. And this was somebody who got pregnant in high school on right. television.
On television? What do you mean? She had sex on television?
She had a show, Zoe 101. She had a show called Zoe 101 on Nickelodeon. Oh. And the show got canceled because she got pregnant during this teen show.
Oh, okay.
So it's like, you clearly haven't made the best decisions yourself.
Well, they clearly have parents.
And now
parents.
You're in charge of Britney just because she had a hard time.
Their parents don't seem great. Okay, for one thing. I don't think
I heard her mother is concerned.
Oh, well, okay. I'm concerned. I'm concerned that Britney, like, I mean, I've never been like a big Britney Spears fan. I'm sure that's not shocking to you, but I don't hate her music. I don't hate it. I don't hate it. I mean, for what it is.
She has a place. She has
and
a place
she's in clearly the, talented and I think
in the realm of music she has a place.
I don't think she's not stupid. I don't think she's stupid. She may not be the most educated person in the world, but she doesn't come across as dumb to me. And yeah, I think it's very unfair.
I think she's been performing for so long. I think she's been performing for so long that rather than be like, you know, she's not dumb, but I do think there's a portion of her life that she didn't get because she yeah. was one of those kids touring.
In this very narrow world.
Doing all that stuff. Like, yeah. There's a lot of experiences that she didn't get. Kind of like Michael Jackson.
Like Michael Jackson, what I was thinking too.
Degree.
Yeah, she didn't get to have a life, just like a regular life where you get to do stuff.
Right.
You know?
She was like her parents' income, and they maintained her as being mm-hmm. their income. Mm-hmm. And it's mm-hmm. disgusting.
It is disgusting.
So free Britney.
Free
that's
her.
The stance of, no, this is going to be good. So I'm going to go on record. We want her free.
Absolutely. It's Britney,
I guess
bitch.
We can move on
I
to
like
this is going to be good.
Yeah.
It's Britney, bitch. Let her out.
Let her out. Okay.
So you can start. Is this going to be good? I love when you start it. Go ahead.
Okay. Hey, Quentin. Is this going to be good? Victoria's Secret getting rid of the angels, replacing angels with ambassadors.
So they're going to be what, like Victoria's Angels ambassadors?
They're ditching
so
angels
of
entirely.
Wings, what do they have, like they countries have, that they go to?
They have careers and stuff.
So
they're replacing. Do you know about this? Have you been following the events of Victoria's Secret?
This.
Okay. Well, they you know, they used to have angels.
I have not. Somehow it's gotten lost in the shuffle for me.
Okay. Well, the angels campaign was a huge deal, and they made a shit ton of money off of it. Okay. But now they've switched it, and they're going to have, like, people like Megan Rapinoe, like the famous soccer star, the famous female soccer star, and, like, you know, a civil rights activist woman and a this woman and a that woman. Different women that are different shapes, different ages, different everything. Instead of Redolls with angel wings prancing down the runway. Okay? Obviously, there's motorcycles going by
wow.
your house right now.
Well, that's a step in the right direction.
It's just huge. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I blocked it out. I didn't even hear it.
Yeah. The motorcycles.
I'm so used to the noise.
Oh, okay. Yeah. No, it's really a huge deal. And the question of the article I read was in the Washington Post or whatever was like, you know, are they still going to be able to make money? It's like, I don't know. I hope so. I mean, they're basically trying to
Who
be
cares?
Like, they said that the thing is basically that the Victoria's Secret ad campaign and the products themselves were based on what men want. They're trying to change the whole thing so that the product is based on what women want. And I say, yeah, it's a bra and underwear company. It should definitely be about what the people mm-hmm. that are wearing said bras and underwear want to wear. So I think that's a big progress. I mean,
I do too. I mean, of course, they're going to lose some people probably, but they're going to gain
sure.
people. Like, there's going to be those women who only are interested basically in what men want. And
sure.
sad to say, but that's the way it is.
So they can go
but
to.
But there's going
to
be a lot of women.
Yeah.
Trans women and all, like, there are a lot of people who are going to be interested in it.
Yeah.
Probably renewed.
Yeah. It's a good thing.
You know, because that whole, like, you know, oh, I want my wife to dress like this underwear model that I wish I could be with. And, you know, like, it's that, that's what it used to be.
Well, if your wife wants to do that, then that's great. She should get to want to do that. But it shouldn't be like she has to do that.
Who's to say?
Yeah.
With women that are that deep into misogyny, who knows? Do they even know what they want anymore besides what a man wants them to be? Like, I know women, I feel like they're so caught up in what their man wants or whatever that they don't even know what they want. So,
yeah, I think that's pretty darn common. But and the people, the people that ran the company before this were two dumb white men, asshole old white men. One of them that had a deep connection to Epstein, to Jeffrey Epstein, which I also didn't realize.
And one of
the way Jeffrey Epstein used to lure women was pretending that he was part of the casting for Victoria's Secret because he manage the finances of this Victoria's Secret CEO guy. So yes, all these changes
are disgusting. It's going to be good. Disgusting.
It is disgusting. Now you go.
I think it's going to be good, too.
It's disgusting, but this is not disgusting.
Denying Biden communion.
No, that is not going to be good. Jesus Christ, Catholic Church. Are you trying to get less people to join?
I think it's mean.
It is mean. And it's stupid.
I think it's mean.
And it's hypocritical.
I instantly thought, let's tax them. That's instantly what I thought.
Yeah.
If you're going to play politics, then you should be taxed.
Yeah.
Flat out.
How about all the priests? Did all the priests that sexually abused children, are they still able to get communion?
They're able to get communion. They can get communion.
Okay.
They're cool. They'll spend millions of dollars to like cover that up. But not Biden.
Jeez Louise.
Like, you saw how much money they got from like the government loans for COVID? Did you see all that money they got?
I didn't. No, but I believe you.
And people argue online like, oh, they need money to keep the church going. Sell some of that land you got.
Or like, artifacts and icons and all that crap. Like... No, they
do you really need
money
to worship in castles? Kiss.
I mean, they need money because they owe millions and billions of dollars now to the people successfully prosecuted their priests, for one thing. But, you know, their argument against Biden is that...
As long as they keep paying politicians, they'll be fine.
You're right. Their argument against Biden is because he supports abortion rights and gay rights. So... Yeah.
So who cares about the children once they get here?
It's exactly.
And who cares about the...
It's 2021, Lord, Catholic Church. Are you seriously not interested?
No.
Biden actually wants to promote your dumb church. So, you know, if your idea is that you want to X him out, then I don't know what to say about that. Stupid. Stupid. Clearly, I do know what to say about
stupid.
It is stupid.
It's not going to be good.
It's just tiresome.
It's not going to be good.
Not going to be good. No. Anyway. Oh, Quentin, is this going to be good? Deeper investigations into UFO? I don't know. Isn't that one of the things on your list?
I'm not sure. I want to say yes because I want answers. It's true.
Yeah.
But I'm not sure if it's going to be good because I want to hear more about it. But I don't know if now, like I said, with QAnon and everything, if this is the time for us to realize that there's some truth to UFOs. Mm. It's not the best time to find out about this.
Because people aren't.
So I'm not sure if it's going to be good. Of course, I'll say... They're going to like attach it to everything. If there is some kind of any kind of or even if there isn't any kind of facts, I think what we've seen now with them not being able to explain it is enough for QAnon to take it and run with it. I'm pretty sure we'll hear that it's UFOs and these aliens are in charge of the Democratic Party. It's only a matter of time.
Yeah.
And
I think they're going
to. Space Force was created by Trump so that he can finally get to the bottom of it.
Oh, right. Yeah, I'm sure that's true. I think we're going to see corporate.
Somehow it'll be Democrats' fault and somehow Trump will be the savior in it, somehow.
I predict corporate sponsors for aliens. I think there's going to... They discover there's aliens, actual ones, and then they're going to get corporate sponsors. Mm-hmm. And then they're going to start getting commercials and voiceover work and taking more work away from actors like us that need commercials and voiceovers. Not only are big stars going to take over commercials and voiceovers, but then these aliens will, too. From different planets.
Well, I think that depends on how much we want to sleep with them, because I think that's going to be the first thing we're going to have to realize. The first thing we're going to have to look at when we have aliens here is, are they attractive enough to sleep with?
Okay.
And are they going to be more attractive and available before we can do it to the robots?
Hmm.
It's going to be kind of like a race to the finish line, because people are nasty, and that is what people are going to want to do with aliens.
Okay. So, well, that's another aspect that I did not look at. Okay, great. And in closing.
So I'm going to say it's going to be good, just because it's the truth.
Well, we got to find out. Yeah,
Carol,
sure.
Is this going to be good?
What?
Carol, is this going to be good? We're fully open, but the Delta variant is spreading. Of COVID.
Don't think it's going to. No. I don't know. I mean, I don't think you can shut things up again, frankly. I don't think people are going to stand for that. I just went to the farmer's market without a mask yesterday. I mean,
things have to be bad.
I had it in my purse and a Ziploc.
Things have to get really bad for us to be okay with that.
I think there's no choice. I mean, there's going to keep being variants, especially as long as people refuse to get vaccinated. So we have to learn to live with it and find ways to be careful and get more people to get vaccinated. I mean, that's really the only, I don't know what is the key to getting the anti-vax people to agree to be vaccinated, but I think that actually is the key to whether or not it can be good. I mean, whether it's good or not is probably irrelevant because we've opened. And I don't think we're going to shut back up unless things really take a turn for the worst. Like if things suddenly went back to like thousands of people dying a day, then yeah, I guess people would flip out and we'd have to shut everything down. But I don't think that's going to happen because a lot of people have been vaccinated, but we're not at 70%. I mean, we're not going to get to Biden's goal.
I don't think it's going to happen either.
But
I think we're unfortunately going to lose some people, but I don't think we'll get to where we were. And I don't think we'll close up again either. I think we're done with that.
I think so, too. Yeah.
So I'm going to say I don't think it's going to be good, but it's going to be.
It's going to be. So, yeah, it's going to be.
That's just it. It's not going to be good, but it's going to happen. So that brings us to the end of the show.
It does.
How'd that feel, Carol?
Felt good, Quentin. I think it felt
good. Just feel
good. Yeah.
We said it was going to be good, so it had to feel good.
Yeah.
So thank you all for listening. And I want to remind you all again, if you'd like to support us, please log on to www.buymeacoffee.com/gonna be good and support us. We appreciate that. And as always, I am Quinn Lamar, and you can find me at Quinn Lamar on Twitter or Instagram.
Hey, guys, I'm Carol Scudder. You can find me on The Carol Dan at Instagram. I know it doesn't make sense. And at The Carol Scudder at Twitter. You can find me in Sunnyside, Queens, if you want. And on this show, this is going to be good.
You can find me in my kitchen.
You can find me in my kitchen, sometimes on the couch. I'm all over the place.
Sometimes on the toilet.
Because I'm vaccinated. Bitch. I'm Brittany, bitch. I can go wherever I want. Brought that back full circle.
I think that's a good way to end it. Full circle. Y'all take care now.
Bye, you guys. See you next week.